When other people go light, we go hard. Between Christmas and New Year's, I loved it. Everyone else was shut down and doing nothing. So I was like, this is when we go hard on promotion, on marketing, on all these things. The biggest campaigns we've ever done are there because you get the benefit of like everyone else has retreated. They're trying nothing. Welcome to Marketing with Matt. If you're an entrepreneur or business owner looking to create more margin in your life and business, you're in the right place. For more after the show, be sure to check out profitmoreworkless.com. Happy summer, everybody. I think it's officially summer. And if you're listening to this in the future and it's not the summer, I wish you a sunny day, at least, no matter what time of year. We're talking a seasonally appropriate topic here, and it's marketing on vacation. Or what do you do when you're going out of office? What do you plan for? So I want to talk through what I do and what we've seen and put into practice, and what have the results been? Has it been good? Has it been bad? What have I learned? What do I keep repeating? And what do I
think these same tips will work even if people are listening in the future and it's winter vacation. Either way, like business owners, marketers, entrepreneurs, you go on breaks. You have to take time off. So like, you know, how do you prepare for that?
Yeah. What do you do to prepare? What do you do when you're planning? And actually, the first story that I thought of was actually a winter vacation. So most commonly, at least when I think of like systematic, predictable things that we've been able to repeat happens every year, is the week, the gap between Christmas and New Year's. Everyone knows like this is a week. It doesn't always fit out to be an exact week, but that chunk there kind of around Christmas, so between like the 25th and like the end of the year, maybe even like the 23rd, 24th. For classic corporate businesses, like they shut down. A lot of businesses will be like, we're just going to be totally closed. They bake it in as like a perk for their employees, like we're off and it's an extra week of PTO because they just assume life is going to get, like the pace is just slowed down so much. So there's no point if you're like let's say a dentist, you know, office, they're like, hey, we just going to be closed this week. And it's a perk to all of our team and to the dentist. No one wants to be, you know, cleaning teeth on, you know, New Year's Eve anyways. And so we're just closed and we'll be back on the second or whatever it might be. And so this week, if you're in, any business, you have a choice. It's like, how are we going to operate? I do think that's kind of the standard, is it's sort of like a lot of things are shut down. In recent years, I'll say for retail, it's gone the opposite direction. This is where like retail used to close down for Thanksgiving or like, and then like open up. And now it's shifted where it's like, we'll just be open always.
Yeah. The Black Friday, you happened partially because they were always closed Thursday. And now it's like, nope, we'll just stay open.
We're just staying open. And there's a reason. And I think this is affected there is like, to somebody, today is the right day to buy. And I remember this years ago, there was like a promotional cycle for, this was in fitness, where they would set it up so there would be a new challenge happening every Monday. Because they're like, for somebody, today, this week is the week they want to get started. And so if your promotional cycle or if your business cycle, consider this, is it designed to serve you or is it designed to serve your customers or your potential customers? If it is truly designed to serve your potential customers, the highest and most accessible form of that is kind of always being around. But so let's talk practical tips. So for us, the intentional decision was when other people go light, we go hard. So between Christmas and New Year's, like I loved it. Everyone else was shut down and doing nothing. So I was like, this is when we go hard on promotion, on marketing, on all these things. And I love the game. And so like we have predictably done that year after year after year. Some of the biggest campaigns we've ever done are there because you get the benefit of like everyone else has retreated. They're trying nothing. And so it's like if you're playing a game, it's like Hungry Hungry Hippos and like all the other players are like leaving. You're like, what are you going to do? Like go slowly, be like, I just want to keep it fair so that when they come back on, then we have equal opportunity. It's like, no, y'all stepped away from the board. So I'm going to like just go as hard as I possibly can because there's a unique opportunity. I have an unfair advantage being that like you've stepped away. You're currently not playing. And so that's actually a shaping principle. So then it gets into like practically, how do we plan for this? So there's the issue as early on is it was accidental. It's like you're like, I discovered everything's sleeping slow. So then we push hard during that week. That's not the right thing to do. You plan to have your pushes happen, but not like, not you doing it. So it's like this seriously, if you're, so when I plan to take a vacation, I truly take a vacation, which to be fair is a newer reality, I think, even in the last, you know, few years where I remember I could actually leave and truly be off and away, because part of it is hiring, getting support around me where there were team members who I could rely upon. But also there was, even those people would push me to be proactive. So we might be like, it's a slow season. So what are we, when are we planning our big pushes in December? Honestly, the beginning of December. So we've got it built out, you know, tested, assembled by the first week of December, even though it's set to go for the last week of December. And so, you know, functionally, what does your business look like it's doing? It's going hard when other people go light. But for you, the way this is going to be enjoyable is if you plan ahead. And so here's maybe some like practical tips. This is why I love automation. So the naturally occurring cycles. So I think through the summer, these are naturally occurring cycles, is end of week, end of month. Happens no matter what. So if you need an excuse to run some sort of promotion, or if you want to like uptick it, like just create a cycle, end of week, end of month. And when talk like appropriately planning, we will, I mean, I've experienced all of it, you know, having it done the day before. In our best version, it's actually this. It's we will push to do it rushed. So if like if I'm going on vacation, we got a promotion that's happening while we're out. Literally, this is actually actively happening. Big stuff. Probably some of the biggest stuff we've ever done, and I'm gonna be gone. We MVP that a month before. So it's like, get the stress and the rush out while I'm around.
Right.
In a smaller sample size. It's like you get the wiggles out, you get all that stuff out. And so by the time it's actually like time it's happening, this is actually the second time that you've done it. And so you kind of already feel an extra layer of confidence because you already found all the weak points. You already fixed the weak points. And so now when you're trying to be out, it's easier to be out when it's running the same system, the same process that you've done before. You're just ensuring that it's happening. You're ensuring that it's still happening even though you're out, because that's the challenge is. And so I don't want to take anything away from it. It's like, we should be able to have real relief, step away, have a break from it. I've definitely lived through seasons where it truly did stop. So it's possible to be like, you take the vacation and like nothing happens. No judgment there. Like, do it. I've done it. Like, it doesn't kill you. You can live through it. But from a pure, in an ideal form, the numbers don't lie. If you can market to your customer, like if it's for your customer, to some of them, today's that day. And then I think there's strategically, if you see there's a season where it seems like people are going light, I'm going to encourage you to go hard. And so one practical example is Amazon, right? So what comes up in July? You know, typically their lightest, lowest buying month of the year, and they invented Prime Day, right? And I think it's actually pretty common for businesses that there's like a summer slump because people are traveling. This is why actually you see markets do this, like less people are trading. There's just like more people are distracted. When the weather is good, we're outside, we're with our, when kids aren't in school, you're with your families, you're planning vacations. So people are more distracted. And you'd be like, think about your own city and town. It's like, how many times do you eat out in your town while you're on vacation? Like zero. You're not there. You're not around. It's like, how many pieces of furniture do you buy while you're on vacation? Usually zero. Like, you're not thinking of furnishing your house. You're just not doing the typical commerce that you would do if you were home and around. And this is why we actually saw when COVID hit, everyone was locked down. What happened? There was actually an uptick in commerce because it's like, I can't leave. So I'm going to repair my garage and redo my backyard and do all these things. And so there's a correlation to just your attention and the amount that you invest and buy, your buying cycle there. And so in the summer, typically dips. What did Amazon do? They manufactured a reason to gather people's attention. I don't care. I'm thinking of years past. We were on vacation, but Prime Day is happening. And so guess what they got me to do? They got me to buy stuff that I would not normally have purchased because they pulled my attention onto this holiday of Prime Day and manufactured, you know, a promotional event that helped to counteract the natural slump that was occurring. And so that's what you can do. The exact same thing in your business is you can create a holiday for no reason. No one's complaining, like Prime Day, like literally no one's complaining. You can take advantage of naturally occurring holidays. You got 4th of July if you're domestic. You've got Juneteenth in June. You've got, you know, a number of things. There's on the calendar, they're a holiday.
In social media, like for a long time, people were like, oh, you don't know what to post. And then they would list this all the weird holidays, and not like the holidays, but like ice cream, National Ice Cream Day or whatever. There are so many lists of things that if you're just looking for something to feel justified in, right? There's a whole list. Matt, I think it's interesting. Are you familiar with the concept of the cash flow quadrant, Rich Dad's? Like, so the idea is, you know, you're employed and then you move to self-employed, and the ideal goal is to move from self-employed to business owner. And I think what you're describing is a lot of like how to make that shift, because you're saying, hey, there were times where you would go on vacation and everything would stop. But here's some ways that if you're going to go on vacation, everything can keep running, right? And I think that that's such an important thing for entrepreneurs and marketers to be able to do, is to start to make that step to where the business can continue to grow, even if they're sipping Mai Tais on the beach somewhere.
Yeah. No, I think it's part of it is a shift to intention to say, even that, if it naturally seems like you should go easy, can you go hard? Or if everyone else is going light, manufacturing just reasons for promotion, always good. This is interesting, actually. The second biggest, maybe online sales or sales day of the year. So you've got Black Friday's one of them. Do you know what the second biggest is, Tyler? I just learned it this year. It's Memorial Day. Or Memorial Day weekend.
MDW.
Yeah. And so I think it's probably driven in certain sectors like cars.
Yeah,
big purchases and homes things. But from a revenue perspective, it is number two. But it's probably that, like, you know,
they push people. High ticket.
I think it's probably more high ticket promotional things there.
That's interesting. I can see it just looking at like commercials. Like, oh yeah, that's a huge promo period.
Yeah. And you saw, I mean, I think maybe it was in the same month there. We just saw Tesla just did a financing deal, a push for Model Y, push a ton of sales there, right? You can just manufacture these sequences. There's nothing saying that you can't. So whether it's National Donut Day or whatever it is, and you see your big winners, do that. My encouragement is plan ahead, create pressure for it. Because Prime Day does not work if they just say like, today's Prime Day. They had to create anticipation for it. So you can manufacture these things, but you do need to think about creating pressure for it. And the last example I think I have as an encouragement is now there's a trend on social media of people, once again, manufacturing sort of challenges for attention and promotion. One that I'll call out, maybe I've talked about it on previous shows here too. I think the beverage brand is called Mixology. And there was an intern, she's got a profile now called Nicole the Intern, and she has Smash Army. And her thing was, I think a better promotion, better than my boss's entire marketing campaign, is just me smashing cans. And in 60 days, I actually think it's been a full 60 days. I think she's still got a few days left here. She's surpassed 500,000 followers. I think the goal is now to get to 1 million followers in that period of 60 days. And the challenge kept on getting upped where now it's like so ridiculous. It's had such an impact on the brand that her stakes are she gets to take her boss's job. She becomes CEO. Because materially, so they did this manufactured promotional thing, which is like, hey, I got to beat our brand accounts. It's like 300,000 followers in 60 days or I get fired. It's like I get fired or I get a bonus. I'm just trying to prove my boss wrong. In that process, they saw like I saw a little debrief on it. It was like a 3,000% increase in sales.
Wow.
3,000 for like a, you know, this is a...
And it's got to continue to be spiking because I've seen, you know, collaboration and, or, you know, like Gary Vee jumped in.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So it's summoned to the point where now she got Gary Vee joining Smash Army to do this thing. And some people might look at this and be like, I can't do that. I don't have an intern. But my key takeaway is she just manufactured this. Like it all ends on June 10th. What's special about June 10th? It was 60 days after she decided to start this. And so I think it was like April 10th. And so you're like, is June 10th? Is that Father's Day? Is there something special going on there? No, it's a Monday. It's a Monday. It's not a holiday. It's a random Monday. It was just 60 days from when she started on day one. And so there's all this pressure booming towards June 10th. Is she going to become the CEO of this big, mid-sized beverage brand because of her, you know, marketing prowess here, which was just manufacture attention. Mm-hmm. And all around this countdown, there was no reason for it. And so I think more businesses and business owners, marketers, should realize like these holidays are invented. Like you have way more power than you give yourself credit for. If you're early on, just piggyback an existing holiday or reason for attention. And as you're thinking about how do I get creative here, like manufacture your own events there. And like, I'm guessing it's going to summit in June, which for a lot of folks is like, ah, there's schools out, there's vacations, there's all these reasons why nothing's going to happen. And they're going to be like, this was our biggest marketing event of the year when everyone else is going light, right? So
yeah, I love it so much.
My encouragement, even in vacation, if you can plan ahead, when other folks go light, you can win by going heavy. And you're only limited by your imagination to identify points and stories and attention arcs that invite the audience in, point them back to the solution that you create there, and can generate a ton of buzz.
I like that, attention arcs. I think that's really good stuff. I think, you know, it does mean you've got to plan ahead. Any advice for the marketer, the entrepreneur, that like on how to just relax when you're on vacation? Like, are you able to fully unplug? I think you and I have some similarities there, but any advice there?
Yeah, it is. I'm blessing and the curse is I can absolutely unplug. I've never struggled with sleeping. Like, I can just walk away and the building could be on fire. And I'm like, well, I'm not standing in the building, so I don't know why everyone's worried. Yeah, blessing and curse. Now, if usually the tension is if you're small and don't have a team and the push isn't happening, you didn't plan ahead, the tension is you feel like the business, like sales dry up. It's like, if I'm not working, sales dry up. And so in my experience, if sales are coming in and you're on vacation, like that's a double win. And so here's a like MVP is pick a promotion and just do a single email reactivation. I think I've talked about it on past shows, but between that week, I did a single email reactivation. I mentioned one product with an affiliate link and I won their entire affiliate contest. And so I think I told that in a past story about the power of having an email list, but also it's like, that was a single email reactivation, no pressure created. And it just so happened, everyone else was light. And so I just caught it at the right time, right place, happened to be between that week. And it was enough I won their affiliate contest. It was not an insignificant amount. I think multiple five figures in from one email. And so you're like the power, the unfair advantage of doing something when everyone else is doing nothing. So even in little bits, still, how do you relax? I don't shoot for anyone else's expectations. So for me personally, I prefer actually a mix. So even on vacation, I'll tell you even this one, I have a chunk of stuff that I'm doing throughout the day. So I've done this before. I'll be in Hawaii. Time zone means that if I start at 7 a.m., it's 4 a.m. My family's asleep. They're doing nothing. And so I get to start my day at 4 a.m., I might take a call or two and then I get to walk the beach and surf and like no one's awake anymore. You're right. It's like, I get so much done just being early. And so I get to maximize and see, I'm going to see the sunrise every single day that I'm in Hawaii. And that's by choice. And for me, that fills me up. That feels incredibly relaxing. I'm still going to have the majority from 7 a.m. through the rest of the day. I'm completely disconnected. And I'm just saying I'm around if you need me from 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. And so that cadence for me builds me up. Other people might be, you're on vacation, you need to sleep in. And I'm like, I feel so restored. For me, it's like the feel, like I relax during the day, great food, tons of fun.
Not everyone restores the same way. And I think I love that you said that you're not, you do it your way. Just because somebody else vacations one way doesn't mean you have to vacation that way.
Yep. And so, that was a choice too. This is like, I looked at it and was like, I don't have to do it. And to be fair, not every day is booked. So hypothetically, if there's a day where nothing's there, I might sleep longer. But I actually prefer the rhythm of like just plan to get up that way, and I might hit the gym, walk the beach, surf before my family gets up. And so that's stuff for me. And so that's where it's like, if the work you do is fun, if it builds you up, I've lived through the pressure where people will judge you and feel like you need to not be working. And I'm like, that's because you don't enjoy the work that you do.
Right.
If the work that I do is filling and enjoyable, that's like saying you're not allowed to play video games on vacation. Like, you're like, this is, you know, it just so happens that the game that I play in business is one that I actually enjoy a lot. And I'm just going to, you know, architect my attention in such a way that I get a mix of both, where there's a piece where I get to be playing full out if I'm needed or if there's any situation there. And then a big chunk where I'm totally disconnected. I'm unavailable. The team knows it and they're running their stuff without me.
I think it's good to find that balance. Another great episode of Marketing with Matt. I hope everyone does have some. I'd love for people to share back to you, Matt, what either in social or leave a comment somewhere on what kind of manufactured holidays or manufactured pressure they come up with. Because I just think that's really a great piece of advice. I hope people apply it.
Yeah, I'd love to hear it. Send it my way. Thanks for tuning in for this week's Marketing with Matt. Check out ProfitMoreWorkLess.com to learn how we create high-margin marketing. Also, if you know someone who'd enjoy the podcast, feel free to make a recommendation. I'm sure they'll thank you for it. Okay, bye for now.